and put in some
spices. Oh, yes, we used to, you know, you clean your handles, you know, and stuff the sausage, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we done lots of that in them days.
Now, am I keeping you from something?
No, Alamy, come in, Bill.
Now, when you butchered pigs, did you do anything with the entrails other than use them for casings on sausages?
No, not.
You ever clean any of those insides and fry them?
We didn't hardly. Used to give them away some of these.
That's what they call chitlins.
Yeah, chitlins.
That was chitlins. So.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they sell those. No, I guess that's cracklins now.
Cracklins,
that they
yeah.
sell.
Make what soap out of them.
Well, the groceryman down here, two or three months ago, he said he had a big paper out that, you know, and it was full of chitlins.
Uh-huh.
He says, how do you cook them things?
Lois, you must be going to have a big time for religion tonight, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went by there and they're carrying stuff.
Sure.
Box after box, lady.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got to make a potato salad tonight,
have you?
So.
Uh-huh.
Average.
And what, ain't been a bit good today?
Well, ain't that awful? What's the matter with my daughter?
She's about half asleep, I guess.
Bless your heart.
Well,
you don't, these folks just, they can go anytime. We can go ahead with this, you know.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to interfere with your visit.
You ain't interfering.
We ain't visiting.
They just live right across the street here. They're the one that takes us around.
Oh.
He's the chuff here, and they...
But did you, after you butchered, do anything with the meat on the head?
Oh, you all made head cheese.
Uh-huh. Mm. And just scrape it off?
Well, scrape it off, yeah. Mm.
What did you call this part of your...
Joel's.
That was Joel's?
No, you cook it before you make head cheese.
That's what I say, you cook it before you make head cheese. Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
My mom used to.
Do you do anything with the liver, particularly?
Well, we just all been there eat the liver. We never done anything special.
Try it.
Did you ever put that in sausage?
No.
Uh-huh. How about the blood?
Blood, well, we never used the blood.
I guess some people used to use that in blood sausage, didn't they?
Well, I don't know, they might have later on, but we didn't in the early days then.
Mm-hmm.
We all wanted a hog to bleed good. If we butchered them, didn't bleed good, we didn't think the meat would be as good, you know. The main thing is to get a good stick on a hog so it bled good, you know.
It makes them tough, doesn't it, if the blood
something.
Is left in there?
That's what they claim, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Did you lose much meat?
No, hardly ever lost much meat.
Stayed fresh?
Huh?
Stayed fresh?
Yeah, we tell you what we do. When we smoked it, we'd put it in a box and put it in shell corn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the flies and things away from it, you know.
Oh, just cover it up with that?
Yeah, just put it down and put so much corn in, put another layer of corn, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it never spoiled?
We hardly ever, once in a while you lose a ham or something.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, if you got enough salt in around the bone, the main thing when you salt it down is to get the salt around the bone, you know, down in around the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd keep.
Someone was telling me that when he was a boy, they always did the wrong thing with their hams. They'd always lose about half of them.
Well, maybe someone did, but we never did.
Tradition in his area to do it one way, and it was the worst possible way.
Yeah.
And he said, since then, he's learned, but he looks back on those days at the terrible waste that they had when they needed the meat so much. Did you save the juice from your head cheese? And?
Well, I don't know. I just can't remember whether I did or not.
How about milk that's just beginning to turn sour? Did you have any particular name for that?
Well, clabber milk. After it turns sour, clabber milk.
See, then it's got, then it's curdled?
Curdled, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you do anything with that?
Well, we all made cheese out of clabber milk. Curdled milk, why, we never used that. I don't know, do you ever have any curdled milk, Miss Lois?
Yeah, that's what curdled milk is when it's a heck, just a little bit.
And that's